Minerva leaned back in her chair and focused on the chandelier, seeming to gather her thoughts. Then her gaze dropped to me. I had to go down to Fleet Street today. I was running late and flew out of here and raced along the hall to the lift. Her recitation of these events had been matter of fact, but now the pace of her words slowed. It was when I was in the lift going down that I saw something. She took a gulp of wine, then carefully set down her glass. A carpet, rolled up and leaning against the doorframe of 223. Her narrative halted, and after a few seconds of silence I said, "The Kemp's flat. Yes, I saw it too when I left the building earlier today. I thought, what a dreadful day to move house with the drizzle and cold." She had been rotating the stem of her wine glass, but her hand froze. "You saw the rug?" "Yes." Her gaze fixed on me with an intensity that indicated she was noting every subtle change in my expression. "And did you notice anything unusual?" My answer obviously mattered a great deal to her. No, I said slowly. Disappointment flashed over Minerva's face. Nothing strange at all? Well, I did think it was a bit odd that the door to 223 was closed and the movers had left the carpet propped up in the hall. But I supposed they were on their lunch break and would be back for it later. Minerva, her voice preoccupied, said, "Yes, it was awfully quiet in the hallway when I left as well, now that I think about it. Did you see anyone else about?" Worry curled through me. I'd thought she had some domestic issue troubling her, some minor contretemps with a neighbour that we could sort out over pudding. But this was something beyond that. What had rattled someone as imperturbable as Minerva? "No one was about except the maid, of course," I said. "She'd finished with my flat. I followed her out as she left to go next door to Lola and Constance's flat." Minerva nodded and let out a sigh that signalled dissatisfaction as she swept her hair off her forehead, mussing her curls even more. "There's really no way to tell you except to come out and say it." She crossed her arms and braced them on the table as she leaned forward. "I wasn't really paying attention. I wish I had been. I was thinking about how fine I was cutting it on time, and I almost missed it." "Almost missed what?" "As the lift descended, my gaze travelled down the length of the rolled-up rug. Something was sticking out of the bottom of it. I only caught a glimpse of it before my view was cut off as the lift went down."
"What was it? What did you see?"
"A foot." I blinked.
"A foot? Are you sure?"
"Yes." Misery filled every ounce of the single syllable. "I've spent all day attempting to talk myself out of it, but I'm completely and utterly sure."
"Of course you are."
If Minerva said she'd seen a foot, then she'd seen a foot. She wasn't prone to flights of fancy.
"Oh my."
"Yes." She reached for her wine glass but didn't pick it up, only ran her hand up and down the stem. "I spent all afternoon dwelling on it. In that first moment, I did think I was mistaken. How could I not be mistaken? A foot? But you know how slow the lift is. I definitely had time to see it and process what it was." She shook her head, a tiny little motion as she shrugged. "Just couldn't believe it. It was too bizarre. But it was a foot."
"No shoe?"
"No, just a bare foot. I couldn't tell you if it was a man or woman's, but it was a human foot, and it had a slightly bluish tinge to it."
"Oh."
I swallowed and looked away from the food left on my plate.
"What did you do?"
"I was so stunned that for a moment I didn't know what to do. Then, of course, I had to go back up."
"Of course."
"But by the time the lift heaved itself up to it again, the carpet was gone."